أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Just to clear up any potential confusion that there might have been with regards to the Adhan So there's an Adhan going off at 12:30 That's not the waqt of Jumu'ah. It is just an adhan to call the people to the masjid, mubakkirin, as early as possible, and an i'lan, an announcement that it is the day of Jumu'ah. But it's not yet the waqt of Jumu'ah. The waqt of Jumu'ah is only going to come in at 1:03. And we would have loved to have continued with the format of just doing everything on the minbar. I'm in favor of that. But because of the fact that the time of Jumu'ah is moving with the seasons and Friday is a working day for most people, it is unfortunate that we have to revert back to the pre-khutbah. So while I'm giving the pre-khutbah, the waqt of Jumu'ah is going to come in. And those that would have liked to have performed a sunnah salah, I have mentioned, the fuqaha don't say there is a specific sunnah salah to be performed before the fard of salat al-jumu'ah. But the sunnah is that when a person would come into the masjid, and it is the waqt of jumu'ah, before the imam has climbed on the minbar, they can make two, they can make four, they can make six, whatever the case might be. So for those who would have liked to have made at least two for the coming into the waqt of Jumu'ah. That is why we have the adhan just before I get onto the minbar. So when I'm finished the pre-khutbah, the adhan will go off. Those that want to make those two raka'as can then perform them. And then I will get onto the minbar. And then the mu'adhin will make the second adhan, which is actually the third adhan. There's three adhans. The one for the i'lan, for the announcement. The other one indicating that the waqt of Jumu'ah is in. Unfortunately, we can't give it at 1:03 because I'm still delivering the pre-khutbah. And then the third adhan when I'm on the minbar. And then inshallah ta'ala after that, the Jumu'ah salah. So I hope that clears up any potential confusion. Barakallahu feekum. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala ma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We normally begin our khutbah with an ayah from the Quran. And then we elaborate with the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today I'm going to start with a hadith. And a specific type of hadith. And I'm not talking in terms of authenticity. Because we try our utmost, especially when it comes to ahkam, we can only narrate authentic ahadith. If the hadith is weak, we can use it for fadal amal, for the virtue of doing good deeds. But this got nothing to do with the authenticity. Both the riwayat or the riwayatain that I'm going to narrate to you are both authentic. The first one is in Sahih Bukhari. Actually, the first one is in Sahih Muslim, and the second riwayah is in Sahih Bukhari. Why I'm giving the riwayah in Sahih Muslim first, because this indicates the type of hadith it is. What type is that? It is min jawami'il kalim. Min jawami'il kalim. This is what utitu, the Prophet said, utitu jawami'ul kalim. I've been given the jawami'ul kalim. What is jawami'ul kalim? Qalilul mabani kathirul ma'ani. Just a few words. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he strings together, but with such great meaning, with such immense meaning. And this was a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to him. And there's many. You can actually, if you are searching for them and you want to type in the Arabic, you would put al-ahadith al-qisar, the short ahadith. In fact, there's one place that will give you 200 ahadith, all from Bukhari and Muslim. Either Bukhari or Muslim or both. And what did we say? What kind of hadith is that? Muttafaqun alay. In terms of authenticity, a hadith that is found in both Bukhari and Muslim, we call it muttafaqun alay. The hadith on which both Bukhari and Muslim have agreed. And they are all short ahadith. And many of them can be considered to be Jawami' al-Kalim, just a few words, but with such great meaning. So the hadith that I have chosen to speak about today is the hadith which has been narrated by Abu Hurairah radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an, annahu qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allahu ta'ala, the first one is actually hadith Qudsi, qala Allahu ta'ala, سبقت رحمتي غضبي. سبقت رحمتي غضبي. سبحان الله. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Three words. Just three words. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hadith Qudsi, that my mercy precedes my wrath, my anger, my punishment. For the lack of a better term, this is the default mode of Allah. What's the default mode of Allah? Rahmah, mercy. The default mode of Allah, rida, being pleased with his servants, Jalla fi'ula. That is his default mode. That is how we come into this world. And even when we are in the wombs of our mothers, we are being showered and enveloped with the mercy of Allah. We come into this world and again showered and enveloped with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the dunya, wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. Fasa'aktubuha lilladhina yattaqoon. Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he says that my mercy encompasses everything on the dunya. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Rahman. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman, the generally merciful. Ar-Rahim, the especially merciful. And why generally merciful for Rahman, meaning all encompassing for everyone and everything on the dunya? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman al-Dunya wa Rahim al-Akhirah. Rahman has got how many letters? Ra, Ha, Mim, Alif, oh, Ra, Ha, Rahman, Mim, Alif, Noon. Five letters. And Rahim, Ra, Ha, Ya, Mim. Four letters. And there's a qa'idah, there's a rule in the Arabic language. Ziyadatul mabna tadullu ala ziyadatil ma'na. The more letters there are in a word, the greater the emphasis of the meaning of that word. In other words, there's more mercy in Ar-Rahman than there is in Ar-Rahim. Because Allah's Rahmah on the dunya is for everyone. Mu'min kafir. Believer, disbeliever. They also benefit from Allah's mercy. Allah gives them life. They get married, they have children. They build houses, they drive cars, they have jobs, they go on holiday. They enjoy all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahimul Akhirah. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy has been written specifically for who? For the believers in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. But in as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy versus his punishment and his anger on the dunya, we don't ever want to get Allah for us. Towards us, do we ever want Allah to come out of that default mode of mercy? And it's all up to us. The ball is literally in our courts.
Before we go any further, the riwayah in Bukhari, a little bit more elaborate. Again, Abu Hurairah radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an, qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna allaha lamma qada al-khalq, kataba indahu fawqa arshi, rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, indeed, Allah, when He brought the creation into being, He wrote by Him on the arsh. What is the arsh? أَعْظَمُ مَخْلُقَاتِ اللَّهِ, the greatest component of Allah's creation. Some of the ulama, they say that this is the container of Allah's creation. And within the arsh is the kursi, and the kursi, as we know, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that the kursi is the container of all the heavens and the earth. And the kursi in comparison to the arsh is like a ring thrown out into the desert. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this creation into being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written on the arsh these words, Rahmati sabaqat ghadabi, my mercy precedes my wrath. My mercy precedes my anger. And why I've chosen to speak about this hadith today, because as this world seems to become more complex and life gets more hazy and confusing, this is one of the signs of the hour, ad-dukhan, ad-dukhan. Everything will be smoky, foggy. That is one of the signs of the hour. The signs of the last day. That things will become confusing. In the other hadith, بَادِرُ بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنًا كَقِتِعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ, make haste in doing good deeds. Why? Because there are trials and tribulations coming like a dark night. يُصْبِحَ رَجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا أو يُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا يَبِيعُ دِينُهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, make haste in doing good deeds. There are trials and tribulations coming like a dark night. A person will wake up in the morning as a believer, go to bed as a disbeliever. Or go to bed as a believer and wake up as a disbeliever. They will sell their religion for a small price of the dunya. May Allah not make us of them. So we are living now in the days of fitan, of darkness. Even the Muslims, many of them are confused, either due to a lack of faith or a lack of knowledge. They cannot differentiate between what is right and wrong, good and bad, lawful, prohibited, true or false. And I know I've narrated it before, I'll narrate it again. When I was in Somaliland in 1999, I only then did I understand this hadith, because in Somaliland, because of the civil war that had taken place, I'm talking about the old British protectorate. You know, Somalia, if you look on the flag of Somalia, it's a star with 5 points. That those 5 points indicate the greater Somalia. Somalia, as we know it today on the map, is only one of those points of that star. Djibouti, which is the one furthest north, was annexed by the French. That's part of the greater Somalia. Somaliland was annexed by the British. Somalia was annexed by the Italians. Northern Frontier District, NFD, Wajir Garrison Mandera, was given by the British to Kenya. Also part of the greater Somalia. All Somalis that live there. And then Western Somalia, Ogaden, was given by the British to Ethiopia. They literally broke up that country into 5 smaller countries. When I was in Somaliland, and during the civil war that had taken place there, during the time of Ziad Barre, he literally had hired 2 fighter jets from Zimbabwe to literally carpet bomb the city of Hargeisa. There were still many roads and buildings when I was there in 1999. This had taken place 10 years before, that were completely destroyed. They had no electricity. They had generators running in the daytime, but at nighttime there was no electricity. So I remember at the beginning and the end of the month, when I used to walk to the masjid for Fajr, I had to walk with what the Somalis call a buqara, with a asa, with a stick. Because wallah, it was so dark. As Allah says in the Holy Quran, إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. At the abyss which is below 1,000 feet, the bottom of the ocean, or 1,000 meters, afwan. If a man had to stretch out his hand, he would hardly be able to see it. I could literally hardly see my hand in front of my face, so dark it was. And then I thought about this hadith. SubhanAllah, is this what the Prophet is speaking about? There's going to come a time when even Muslims are not going to know which way to go. As I say, either because of a lack of faith and certainly a lack of knowledge. I mean, in the one riwayah of the hadith, at the end the Prophet says, إِلَّا مَنْ أَحْيَاهَ اللَّهُ بِالْعِلْمِ. That people will be losing their iman, waking up as believers, going to bed as disbelievers, going to bed as believers, waking up as disbelievers, except for the one whom Allah revives with knowledge. Knowledge of the deen, knowledge of Allah. And this is the reason for my talk today. Not complex knowledge, simple knowledge. وَرَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَدَبِي. Wallahi, this deen is not complicated. This deen is simple. The default mode of Allah for us is His mercy. Let us not take Allah out of the default mode. Let us stay in that default mode. Let us continue to enjoy His mercy. You know, and one of the things, one of the greatest causes for the perpetual showering and enveloping of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the relationship that we have with each other. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. We know what is innama. Innama adat al hasr wa qasr. Anything that comes after innama is without any exception. So whenever we hear innama, like innama al amalu bin niyyah, the hadith, it means actions without exception. Why? Because of innama. Actions without exception. Wa innama li kulli mri'in ma nawa. And everybody, without exception, will get what they've intended. So, innama al mu'minuna ikhwa. The believers are nothing. They are naught, zero, zift, zilch. I think it's German, eh? Zilch. Zift. That's what the Arabs say. Sifr. The believers are nothing. They are naught save one brotherhood. Not a Ummah Arabiya and a Ummah Turkiya and then a Ummah Islamiya. La wallah. Wallah, I've heard this so many times in all the years that I spent in different parts of the Arab world. I would hear the imam standing on the minbar, forget about the awam, forget about the lay people, the imam saying, Al Arab wal Muslimun, Al Umma al Arabiya wal Umma al Islamiya. Ish hada? There's only one ummah. Anna hadi ummatukum, ummatan wahida wa an rabbukum fa'abudun wa an rabbukum fattaqun. And this ummah of yours, O Muhammad. Allah says in the Quran, this ummah of yours is one ummah, and I am your creator and sustainer, so worship me. I am your creator and sustainer, so shield yourselves from my displeasure, from my anger, from my wrath. One ummah, one brotherhood. Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. Fa'aslihu bayna akhawaykum. So reconcile between your brothers and sisters. Always make sure that you are on the best relationship with one another. The best ties. The best interaction. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he say? He says, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fil sama. Be merciful with those who are on earth, the one in the heavens will be merciful with you. So back to the ayah, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, fa'aslihu bayna akhawaykum, wattaqullah, and shield yourselves from Allah coming out of the default mode. Shield yourselves from Allah stop being merciful with you. Shield yourselves from all behavior, actions and words that would bring upon you the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does he say at the end? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. In order that you might receive the mercy of Allah. So, very, very simple concept. From the day we were born, in submission and surrender to Allah, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى فِطْرَةٍ. Every child is born in a natural state of submission and surrender to Allah. ثُمَّ أَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. Then his parents either make him a Jew or a Christian or a Zoroastrian. But the default mode is Allah's mercy. What happens? Then we grow up. We become mukallaf. We reach the age of puberty. The hormones kick in. Lusts and desires, whims and fancies. And as we go along, we do things that takes Allah out of that default mode for us. And we bring upon ourselves the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this is the simplest and perhaps the most basic and fundamental concept of being a Muslim. Don't make Allah angry. Stay away from all those things that would bring upon you, and I start with myself, that would bring upon us the displeasure and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make that your, from the waking moment, from the moment when you wake in the morning and till you go to bed at night. Brother Riyad, let us make the sincerest and most concerted effort not to anger Allah, not to displease Allah. But then again, we are human. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. And mankind has been created weak, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah comes out of his default, we've earned that bad deed. We did it. Even though when we were about to do it, we knew that we shouldn't be doing it, but we still did it. We still did it. We got nobody else to blame. We can't even blame shaytan. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُدِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقُّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي. And Shaytan will say, on the day when the matter comes to being, meaning the day of Qiyamah, indeed Allah promised you a promise of truth, and I promised you, but I deceived you. And I had no authority over you. In other words, I couldn't force you to do anything, except that I invited you and you answered my invitation. So don't blame me, but blame yourselves. I cannot help you on this day, and neither can you help me. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, this is the, perhaps, and I think most certainly, needs to be priority number one in our lives. Not to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, Islam is easy. What did the Prophet say? Ad-deen yusr. The religion is easy. وَلَنْ يُشَادَ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبًا. Nobody becomes extreme in the way that they practice their religion except that it'll overcome them. فَسَدِّدُوا. So do what's right. Stay away from haram. Do what's right. وَقَارِبُوا. And try your best in the extra optional things. وَأَبْشِرُوا. And take the glad tidings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Taha, verse number 81 and 82, كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقَنَاكُمْ. Eat of the good things that we have provided you with. SubhanAllah. وَلَا تَتَغَوْا. وَلَا تَتَغَوْ فِي. Don't transgress therein. Don't transgress in the things that Allah has given us. How many people? They get favors from Allah. They get blessings from Allah. And then they use those same favors and blessings to disobey Allah. Ma'adallah. So Allah reminds us, each of the good things that I have sustained you with, I have given to you, I have blessed you with. And don't transgress therein. وَلَا تَتَغَوْ فِي. فَيَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَدَبِي. And then by default, you become deserving of my anger. You have now taken me out of my default mode of mercy and put me into the mode of anger. فَيَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَدَبِي. You've become deserving of it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقَدَ هَوَى وَلَا تَغَوْفِي فَيَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَدَبِي وَمَنْ يَحْلِلْ عَلَيْهِ غَدَبِي. And whoever becomes deserving of my anger, فَقَدَ هَوَى, then they are doomed. See how simple it gets? Mercy, anger. Success, being doomed. That's how simple it is. And then verse number 82. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ. And indeed, I most certainly, inni, that's already tawkeed. That's already affirmation. La غَفَّارٌ. The lam is also for ta'keed, for affirmation. She said, indeed, most verily, I am oft forgiving. لِمَنْ تَابَ. For the one who repents. وَآمَنَ. And believes. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And does a good deed. ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. And then they continue on the path of righteous guidance. We can't just make tawbah and then go back to our old ways. Yes. If a person repents and then slips up again later, that's a different story. But when we're making the tawbah, those three conditions between us and Allah have to be there. Al-iqla' an al-dhanb, to stop what we've been doing wrong. Nadam al-ta'ib, to regret having done it. Adam al-ruju'i ilayhi, and to make a sincere intention not to do it again. Allah is prepared to forgive us for all our sins. Allah will immediately go back to his default mode, rahmah. Just by making tawbah, subhanallah. And that's why the life of a believer is a tawbah to da'imatul mustamirra, continuous, perpetual tawbah. But most importantly, at the end he says, ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. And then they try their utmost to stay on the straight path. Jamaatul Muslimin, أُقْسِمْ. أُقْسِمْ بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. By the one who created you and me and everything in between. If we want to stay on the straight path, no one and nothing can take us off that path. Allah will keep us on that path. And the proof is in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًا وَآتَاهُمْ تَقَوَاهُمْ. As for those who follow righteous guidance. They see the road and they walk it. They want to be on the straight path. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًا. Allah will give them more guidance. In other words, Allah will help them on the path. Allah will carry them on the path. وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. And Allah will give them the shield of taqwa to keep them on the path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us in that default mode of his mercy, showering us and enveloping us with his mercy, guiding us on his sirat al-mustaqim. إِلَى جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمحوا لي وأنا أذهب بكم إلى بيت النبوة صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وهو مع أصحابه رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين وهو يقول قال الله تعالى رحمتي سبقت غضبي وفي رواية البخاري قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لما قضى الخلق كتب عنده فوق عرشي رحمتي سبقت غضبي في أخوتي الأفاضل ليس هذا الدين معقدا إن هذا الدين يسر كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين يسر ولن يشاد الدين أحد إلا غلب فسددوا وقاربوا وأبشروا وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم ولا تطغوا فيه فيحل عليكم غضبي ومن يحلل عليه غضبي فقد هوى وإني لغفار لمن تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا ثم اهتدى فعلينا أخوتي الأفاضل أن نسلك الصراط المستقيم وبه نجد أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يرحمنا في الدنيا ويدخلنا في رحمته يوم القيامة
تحت لواء حبيب نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنات النعيم. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطائرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي حق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موت المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سووا صفوفكم يرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح، ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا، فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره، إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. نتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا تقبل منا، إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.